coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, Incantations.
Let me read you a scripture. I want you to go to Leviticus chapter 17 and verse number 7. It says, and they shall no more offer their sacrifices unto devils after whom they have gone a whoring. This shall be a statute forever unto them throughout their generations. I want you to notice that verse and then go to chapter 32, Deuteronomy chapter 32, and read verse 17. They sacrificed unto devils, not to God. To gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came up newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Devils. Demons. And of course, if you go to the New Testament, you'd see exactly the same thing. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse number 20. What does the Bible say? But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and what? And not to God. Devils. Not to God. And I would know that you should have fellowship with devils. It's letting you know that when those people sacrifice, they offer sacrifices to these idols, that they're actually demons behind the idols. And he said, I don't want you to be like them. Why? Because they have fellowship with demons. So I don't want you to have fellowship with demons. These people have fellowship with demons through their sacrifices. So when they were worshiping Dagon, what happened? They had fellowship with demons. So it's not just the idol that's there. There's an evil spirit behind the physical structure that they have erected. And if you look at what I just showed you from the book of Leviticus, it tells you something quite interesting. What it translates as devils is goats. Goats. And there's a reason I'm bringing that to you. You know, when I was sharing with you along these lines, I talked to you about certain cults. From where several of those involved, several of them involved in world politics today, involved in various organizations today, I told you about this cult that they are part of and the symbol of that cult that they worship is the head of a goat. I shared it with you. The symbol is the goat. And he's told us, those are demons. They're demons. So, all through human history, you would see this desire for connection with deity. And something good about what happened with Dagon, by the way, you remember in the story when the Ark of God was captured and they brought it into the temple of Dagon, and they were so happy. They said, "Our God is stronger than their God. So we have captured the God of Israel." So they brought his ark. And you remember when war came and that ark was brought to the battle, they were scared to death. All right? They were scared to death. And they cried out. They said, "Look, you got to fight like men. We can't allow ourselves to become slaves to the Israelites." But you see, the Israelites weren't living for God. They were messing up. They were messing up. So in the same way that he let the churches be shut down, that's how he allowed the ark to be captured. I'm sure you're getting it now. The ark was captured. The ark that if even an Israelite touched, he'll be smitten to death by the power of God. No ordinary man could touch it. Yet, that ark was captured. It became as nothing. It was captured and taken to the land of the Philistines. And they brought it before Dagon and locked him up in the temple of Dagon. So in the morning, they came into do their chores, and Dagon was bowed before the ark of God. They couldn't believe it. They thought somebody surely did something terrible here. They knew they were going to catch whoever it was. So they set up Dagon again. Dagon couldn't get up. Think about it. He couldn't get up. So they set him up again, and the ark of God was still there. Left him there. Next time they came, not only was Dagon falling, his hands and his legs were all broken. Oh, praise God. Dagon was like Humpty Dumpty. Had a great fall. And all the king's soldiers and everybody couldn't put him back together. Hallelujah. So they sent away the ark of God. But then, think how much they put into building their gods. They put in so much. Come to what the Bible tells us about Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon. At the time, he was king of the world. The whole world was under Babylon. King of the world. And he built an idol of gold. Complete gold. They had gold. He was king of the world. An idol of gold. How many of you measure in feet? Let me see your hand. You measure in feet. Just want to know. Okay, how many of you measure in meters? How many of you don't measure at all? Because there are too many hands that are down. You don't measure in feet. You don't measure in meters. What else are you measuring? Let's go again. I take it that you didn't hear me. How many of you measure in feet? Okay. How many of you measure in meters? Okay. All right, I wanted to be sure which one I should use. But it's almost the same numbers. So this idol that was built by Nebuchadnezzar was 90 feet tall. Nine feet wide. So if you're in meters, that would be approximately 30 meters high. That's a lot for gold. Even if you say gold plated, that's still a lot for it. 30 meters. And 3 meters wide. That's a lot. And he said, everybody in the land must worship this idol. They put in so much. An idol of gold.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.